Ultimate Siman Tav Beis Siftes. First, there's a Metzias over here. We're discussing two different types of Neiris. It's in there. That's a candle with wax. You put a wick inside and you wrap it around. That's an inertial shaifa. One type. There's another type where you have what Chazal call also in there, that's not what we call in there. They call inertial shaiva and there's in there. And basically, you have oil and you have a wick inside. And you burn the oil over there. So the loch is by negate to one, the loch and neshul shayv is greater. And negate to the other, the loch is agolo. I'll just explain what that means. And really, the Taz brings it down, coming from the Jewish Dashan, what exactly it means. Is that first, negate to when you have oil. There are two ways that you can burn oil, make it hot. Either do it in a pot, and a bashlet, there's a hefsek of a kli over there. In that case, when it pours out from a pot, that the loch will be a case of greater. By shaking the same oil when you have a ner doilek, you have a wick that's burning from it, and therefore the fire is hitting the oil straight. In that situation, when it pours out, since there is no hefzer kli, therefore the loch is nila gala. That means in the same oil, we'll have two different halachas. If you look up the Trumadash and the Taz says very clearly, the same oil will have two different halachas. It depends how it's being heated up. If it's a fire with a hefzer kli, it'll be greater. If it's a fire from the wick with a flame on top, then the loch will be a case of a gala. That's negat when it's a case of chelum mahutach. Masha'enkein, in the case of Nashul Shaibel, when it's wrapped around with the wax we have by our candles, you would say that the fire is over there on top and should be the same exact halacha. However, says the Trumas Nadeshin, it's yidua and it's morgish, you feel it when it burns, comes down, it's not as hot as a case of oil. Anyone holds out the candle, comes down the wax upon your hands. Well, the kids might be sensitive to it, but an adult has no problem with it. It comes down. People don't always appreciate it, they have to peel off, but it doesn't burn them. It stings without it burning over there. Therefore, it's less of a heat. Therefore, the amount that goes in be a case of greater. So what really comes out over here is that even though there's a flame on top, depends what we're discussing. Is the flame negated to oil that gets very, very hot? That would be the loch of Abagolo. Masha'engim by inertial shayim of the flame on top. That halacha will be the case of greater, will be like the same thing with ner shemen with a hefzer kli. That means a hefzer kli of a ner shemen, the same thing in ner shel shayva. Masha'enkein ner shel shemen with the flame on top, that's a case of agalo. That's first what comes out of the halacha. Now the question is, you look at the kiveger, look at the mavada, the prima godim, what is greater, what's agalo? I just said a lot of words over here, but how do you define the words over here? That means, again, it's very clear that Nashul Shemen, the Hefzer Kli, and Nashul Shayv, the Loch of Greda. What is Greda? That means, until now, within the Sugya of Iroi, Nifsak, Loi Nifsak, Iroi, we know the Loch is Klipo. When it's on the ground, that would be the Chilik. When it's on the ground, there won't be a case of Klipo when it's Nifsak. Otherwise, when it falls down, the case of Klipo. So, what's the Chilik over here, whether it's a Golo or Greda, what happens to the Sugya of Klipo? So, Kivege by us brings down that the Shach will say the next Simin. The klipa and greda are the same thing. That means, by definition, what's klipa, what's the telos? We know the telos is about 1 inch, 2 to 2.5 centimeters, and the halacha of klipa is the thinnest surface that can remove at one shot. Is greda the same thing or different? The shach says greda is the same thing. The amount you scrape off is klipa, is hainuach. Therefore, it's very good. Why I say the sugya here is iroi, is greda. When's the case of a hefzer kli by Nershal Shemen or by Nershal Shaiva? Because greater is klipo. The question is, if that's so, so far carried. Why is it when you have Shemen and the flame on top of it, why is that now the loch of Agolo? So that's really what the Nice Akinim are asking on this halach over here. The way I'm first from the author page want to answer, because when there's a fire there, it gets even hotter, and in the case of Iwa, it'll be even worse than the case of klipo. Only the loch of Agolo. And therefore, they point out there's a chavdas in kufay that points out even though the locha by iro usually is klipa, but not when the flame is mamash touching it. That's one malach over here. Another malach, the vav kivegir, if you want to go more like, we'll get the siman tzadik vav over there. There's a beis yosef, the taz, and even the shach himself comes along and says that greater is less than klipa. That means I assume the oil is soon fakert. Klipa, you have to take over a little piece. Greater, you just scrape off. Scrape, even though it does not come together, grade is less than klipo. Yeah, grade is less than pas. When it's less. I mean, we spoke out then, we'll get to the grade of. We really have to get to really tzaddik vav, where the main mamokim is. But yeah, the pas is grade is less than klipo. Therefore, what's the halacha here? It's very simple. Find the case when there is a nifsak of the kli over here. Or the case of the nashu shayim, it's not as hot. Great, the mice is enough. However, in the case where it's the fire is mamash there, the aspect of the real sugi of iyoi, then you need kli from midinoi. That's the way how the Chanush certainly says it over here. And look at that mafarshim. It sounds like they came from this mile, the great mice is less, and they've come out for kirk. That when it's the shaman with the flame there, it's hagolo, golo is what? It's klipo. And the Bada Shulchan, when he comes out, he's very simple. He says, we're machu both miles, and therefore he says, everything we have to do, a case of a whole upon is klipo. But the mice, again, there are two ways in sand, what these, I mean, the mam kremis, what comes from the Trimadash is very simple. One's great and one's hagolo. What comes out, the question, what is greater? Is greater klipo and a golo is worse? Or great is less than klipo, and a golo is the case of klipo? That's the shaila in the avon in the sugyo. Fine. That's first the mechaber. In this halacha, after the Taz says this inyan, he's mamshul the sugyo of matekes, of a ladle. How exactly to apply it? Now this sugyo is brought down a mashu kofei. It's brought down in hilchos agola in Tufton Bays. It's brought down hilchos paste in hilchos Shabbos. It's mentioned yudches over there. How exactly look at a ladle? And best mashuvah discussed by the sugyo klivishi klisheni. You have to know why exactly the Taz brought down over here. He first starts off with the Maril inside, says as a getter of a klisheni. It has the Maril interesting lines. The Shlotin, he wants to tighten the fakir that if it goes inside and it's a klishen, when it comes out, how in the world can it still be switched to a case of klisheni? If it's inside a klishen, outside it should be a case of klishen. At the end of the day, Maisi says to be Machmer. That's the first they point out, look up the Maril inside. We have Maril from Ksav Yad. I mean, the Taz quotes the Loshin, we have more than what it says. The Maril inside says he's Masopic. And the Loch is the Maisa will be Machma both ways. What is it? Isn't Matsekas a later when it comes up with Klevisha, the get of a Klevisha Klesheni? So the Maril, not sure. It can be Mastopic. Therefore, you want to a Gola that needs an ear of a Klevisha will have get of a Klesheni. When a Kashrit, you cannot do it from an ear of a Klesheni. You can be Machma both ways. I mean, first, the Taz Maskal to be Machma, which you have to know what that means first. Maril inside. Maisa himself is mistapek, and therefore gives it the chumras of both. That's what Maril himself says. Therefore, Allah Maisa the Shach of Indikus the Kasef, or get Kuzayan the Shach himself says, give the chumras of both. And therefore, I think it's known the Pichodush, Al Rav, the Mishabruah, and Nubus Poiskin, the Goin, Chavs, and Korchayim, they come up with the Paskin that Be'etzim, a Matsekes, Uchoshish. Some of them give a get of a Klevishan, Midin Chumrah, and will give a get of a Klesheni, Midin Chumrah. That means to kasha to or from will give together each one l'chumra. Now the Taz, when he says over this halacha, again he starts off vadzik klivishan. Then he brings the rai from Tosfos. The Tosfos come along and he says, he starts being mistapek, what the halacha is, he'll put the ladle inside, it's elvi sikhasai, what's the halacha over here? Is it next to the halacha of a klishani and therefore cannot do a galotin? Or is it next to the halacha of a klivishan? And then the gets to go being doing the scolding the chickens, take over its feathers if you have an isser of doing an iway to Maliga Sanagolis. That was the question. Therefore, Tai says you have to mark both ways. You can't do an iway from the Klevishan of Maliga Sanagolis, and you can't kasher of Sugar Klesheni. That's Tai comes out. Taz Mamshech, that seems to be a shell among the Gdol Achrenim and the real Lushanim, what the Gersa of Tai is. Maybe they didn't have such a Gersa. At the end of the day, the Maisa said you have to be machmer like Tosfos. Be machmer. What's the Taz Maskana? The Pashas, you read it, you'd be machmer. Those are the words. The Maisa, you read the Prima Gondim, or the Chavadas, they write very clearly the Maskana is it's a Klevishan. We are getting a Klevishan. That's the Maskana. What? It's not a, it's even Lakula, the getting a Klevishan.
You can cash with it.
Yeah.
Why
that's first what they have explained it. Now, the Chernim jump upon them, and the first thing you want, the Taz writes in Simon Shin Yun Ches, and the Shabbos, he writes, like I wrote in Yerodea over there, in the specific Beis, the Loch is Yeshtim Klerishin Lachumra V'loy Lakula. He says, I said over there, it's not everyone reads it, it says over here, Lachumra, I wrote over there to be Machma Lachumra Na Lakula. So, that's the Pashas. If anyone read the Taz, and again they say the Tzorachim, Pernod Lashon, either Godel or not Godel, on the people going to Chavdas, and there's a behavior also, the Marit said the same thing, that Maskon is a Klevishan. You want, they even say Fakert. You have to read the Tosfos and the Taz slowly. What is Tosfos' case? Tosfos' case is when you leave it inside, and it's early with Sichosai, he's mistapping in that case. says if you remember, forget maskon is only the topic of olubisi chosoi, but not olubisi chosoi. And agrees the get of a cliche in maskon of the taz is the get of a cliche. That means there are three ways of maskon of the taz, which again most of us I think would have read it one way, but the achoinim have either again the other achoinim either maskon is a kibishin. Maskona is a get of a klisheni, less of a chosai. Or the pashas, like the Taz himself says, and the writes in Aruch Chaim, it's only min chumra, like the real himself says, it's klivish l'chumra, not l'kulo. Now, next stage is, once we take it on l'alocha, then the matzekes is a klivish l'chumra, not l'kulo, l'chumra will get a klisheni. Again, the coming of the Taz discusses when you leave it inside. What's a loch when you leave it inside? Therefore, the thing itself gets hot. What's a loch in that case? So again, my real self, right? So when you leave it inside, then it's a get of creation. That's simple. Get of creation. Therefore, on the lochin, the Magavram in Hilchos Pesach, the Mishpur and Sain Hilchos Pesach, and the Shabbat says you leave it inside, that avads the case of a creation. That's for sure that way. We'll get there. First, then leave it inside. That's what his aloha is. The Maisel, they point out, let's read the Taz. The Taz is quoting Taisis, and Taisis' case is left it inside. In the case of Ashri Sikhas Eilis, and on that case, he's saying let's be mistopic. So it's true, he goes on saying it's not clear what the gear says, but Pashri, read the Taz, his maskon is even in that case, only midin chumro, not midin kula. That means that everyone knows you live inside the Gedevik Levisha, everyone knows the Mishabu, everyone knows all the Shabbos, or the Zagolo. Maisli, read the Taz, he doesn't say that. The Taz says even in that case, and therefore the Chavadas, the Chochmazonim says, even in that case, you have to give it a chumra of tivishin and the klisheni. You cannot leave it inside. Now, how long is leaving inside? Again, the words are loosely chosoi, until it starts bubbling. Some give it again of a minute, well, until it gets hot. But that's to leave it inside. And in that case, again, the policemen seem to not follow the Taz and give it together of a tivishin mamish. Again, Mishlotin, there's Chochmazonim, the Chavadas, more like the pashtus or the Taz and Toshvist, that itself is a suffix over here. Now, they do discuss. What happens when you take out the ladle, it's empty? Or the pot's empty? Is it still retained this sophic, Maril's chumra of a get of a klivishin? Well, no, not that way. That means the Taz himself brings rayas when the cases are empty. Himself brings rayas. The one tiny that over here you have the atmosphere to cool it down. And therefore, those one tiny ones empty, about the get of a klivishini. Again, you read the Chavadas, Chot Mosodom, about the case of a klivishini. The mice of the Taz, again, read them slowly, sounds like a mistopic also in this case. It's also bringing a raya from the case of when it's empty. Then it brings out Taisus and says, we have to mach upon this. So again, the way the Chadnish, when he explains the Taz, he says, even in this case also, it is suffering the Taz. That means the Taz, Pashas, Maskos, is a suffix in whether it's Elushi Chosai, whether it's empty. All these cases, the Taz is left blank. You have to mach both ways. So therefore, come out, where is the Ger to us? When the Ger to the case, when you have a pact, take over off a fire and Shabbos, what's our local? The Maestro, the Mishnah Brewer in Simon, Reisht and Zayin, in Hilchos Shia, by Shia, he discusses the case when it's empty pot, Maestro passes Lakulo. Then the Vada get a Klishani. That means again, the Taz and the Stuf, the Stapik, by case of a ladle, who the pot should just be the same exact aloha. The Maestro, the Mishbua, comes from the place of Shabbos, and the Magavam, the Maestro to be Michael. Now those who want to know, Shabbos is different than Issa Heter. By now, everyone knows the difference. By Shabbos, they get official, and Issa Heter, they get a Sinis Tam. David have to be more machmir. So God, we should be making on the Shabbos. Fine. But those who want to know that myself over here to be machmir, they would by the shulchan be done as a ship. They sure that way. And for those who want to be machmir, the Chavadah said myself to be machmir by empty pan over here. Again, Baket, Yad Yud said la myself to be mekel. That shoe brings down. So again, we have another question: how far this extend the chum of matzekes? What happens when it's empty? Side by Shabbos and side by Issur Heter. By Shabbos, making the place can be mekel. Issur Heter seems to be a mabuch among the achoyim. Next stage in the matzekes. What happened? You have this ladle left inside, which can be machmir before. This left inside went shloi aleish, which is more common. That means you take the soup off the fire on Shabbos, and obviously you not usually dish off the soup. When it's on the fire, it's off the fire. You put the matzekes inside, you serve the first time. You leave it inside, as long as you left it inside for. Now the matzekes, you left it inside for a minute or two, to the vegetar of a klivishin, which you get nafkaminas, had to serve soup. But the vegetar of a klivishin, those who are taina, the whole time to be mach, believing inside, is after olusi chasai, which only pass below the age. Doesn't bubble off the age. It's not, no mitzias that way. And therefore, there's a chadnish, brought out by the Shmir Shamkul Chasai, Barak Aleph. He wants to have the whole chumah living inside, the getter of only of a Kli Rishon was al eish, not shloy al eish. Maisel, we'll see numerous times not that way from the Poiskim. We'll get to Mishpul not that way. And the Pashas, Timon's of Poiskim is not Mechalk, was al eish, loy al eish. If you leave it inside, if the ladle eventually gets hot after a minute, you touch it, it's hot, as it can in the Kli Rishon. I mean, it could be the whole get of Oilu Vishichosai is only to make it hot. If I can get a hot stay longer, have the same get of a Kli Rishon over here.
I think
the other
Kli Rishon
is not part of the Kli Rishon, get it in the Kli Rishon also. That's the Pazik Taina. Yeah, of course, if it gets cooked and it's a Kli Rishon, why not?
Alay should be worse, that's not a Suffolk.
So, no, that's also the Suffolk. Even Alay should be the same Suffolk.
Even Alay should be the same Suffolk.
That's what it sounds like. Right, that's the case of it. Oilu Vishichosai can only be Alay. Don't make bubbles with it. That's the kim to the case we're discussing. That's the Taz Kasha. Very good.
It's
also that case is only discussing over here. Now, take it a step further. Discussing that Kurishim Shloy Al Eish. What about Klisheni? You put the ladle inside, you leave it inside. Would I give the Chumras of Klisheni? So those will make by Kurishim Shloy Al Eish, Klisheni Posh can be Makel. Those will be Mekel. The Meister, the Shmir Shabbos, now we examine the Shvisha Shabbos, those are Shabbos be Machmer. You have to know how in the world the Shmir Shabbos brought down the Chanish over here, Shvisha Shabbos over there, one's a Klishin Shloleish, and one's Klishini that's Avadan Aleish. And therefore there's Menashe Klein, and always come along to be Machmer. And the Mamak we see with be Machmer is partially to point out the mysterious Mishtabur HaPaskin in this halacha. The weather, I don't like saying it over. Again, if you don't know the Shabbos, one of the basic things they get, Sugi Matzekas. Mishmur writes in Simon Shin Yud Ches, it's called Memhei. You have a case over there when you want to take a piece of pass is a fear. We are machmer, not do tzli upon a fear. Or bishlah, I'm sorry, bishlah on top of a fear. You can't cook it. Therefore, can you take a from your boiling hot soup and pour on top of your, can you pour on top of your pass? So the look is, it's an iroi, the rishon on top of pass, as you get a bishlah on top of a fear, we can be machmer. Says the Mishmur, what about fakir? You pour it in to a bowl of here and then put the pass inside. The pass inside the klisheni. There's also to be machmer, because the get of Kalei Bishul, but the sugya pass can be machmer. It goes on further, not only that, but the case of it's solemn onions, also you want to put inside the klisheni, the maisi, you have a bayah. So what's the eitza? It's very simple. Either make sure the soup is not yet lesboi, which people don't appreciate, not geschmack, or you say, l'chol pachas, take a ladle, dish it out. Go to this kli over here and dish out in the case of a ladle. That's his akim over here. And therefore, it will not, the bowl over here, the pot over here is a kli rishon. The ladle is a case of a kli sheni. And the bowl now is a case of kli shlishi, yeah, pass. But someone might still be mekel. Fine. That's one mishabura. That is sounding to together of a ladle as a getter of a kli, as a kul over here. Give me as a kli sheni. And the bowl is a case of kli shlishi. The mishabura comes on the sikon pei zayin and simishin yuches. It says if a person wants to draw out from a kli rishon, the loch is, the batzek is, those one times together of a kli rishon. It's the only case you leave it inside. You might have to give a get of a kli rishon. So the oilam is the kasha. Mishmur saying batzek is a get of a kli rishon, the same thing what it is before him. Yet, by the case of making a kli rishon, to kli sheni, to kli shlishi, he said batzek is a get of a kli sheni. It switches it. That's the kasha. It's coming with Swarm, Dain Weiss, and Yom Zilber, and Shmir Shabbos, all want to answer basically the same story. The get over here is, it's a suffix. Suffolk. That's what left with the Suffolk. So when you have a serum, we can't be making. Therefore, in the case where it's causing by the sugya pass, it's a chum machlokes. We show you the brought down 2 days to the mechaber. Is an issa of special achafiyah together with the idea of a Suffolk matzekes. Then we have a svek svek in the mice that can't be making. You have a question over here of what the loch is by some inside the bowl of a chum of a kalei bishul. Kalei bishul, even though it's mavuch among the we show him and the place what the loch is. The tzir of Kalei Bishul together with Dima Tzekis, then will be Mekel. So Vada, we left the Sofik, but this Sofik had to apply Loch Lamaisa to another place, and one time the tzir will be Mekel.
Is there a
Chag Bishul
of Bolir after?
Sorry?
Is there a Chag Bishul of
Bolir
after the first
bowl? So the Mishmur is making tzir, yes, he's saying from Rishon to Sheni, the whole day of Klisheni is a Chumra. So again, that'll be a Shiloh, but it's Shloyal Eish or Aleish.
The Mishmur
says, Bavada, that if it gets hot, the thing, you're ready up to the third bowl,
ready to sitting it. If I'm up to the first bowl,
sitting
there, you still have that tear.
The
Mishmur.
Do you have the tear when it's
the
ladle?
Why?
Again, the ladle is sitting there, it sounds, right.
The first guy takes this.
applicable. Like that.
No, it's right now.
The name's a little thing.
So, right, fine. We'll get another case. Question over here. Just to take cases on the Shabbos so people make it a little bit more practical. The cases negeya to a ladle. How to use it on Shabbos. That means people a lot of times they take the ladle out of the soup, they pour a bowl, put the ladle on the side, then they pick it up and put it back into the kli rishon over here and have some droplets on top of it. That's one issue over here. And then another issue they have, they take the ladle and they pour on top of droplets left over in the bowl of soup. So the question is how to apply practically the circular ladle and give it the chumra both ways, apply the droplets on the ladle back into the kli rishon. And then the problem is from the ladle, again, the problem is the droplets. So the question I had up, no, so the second case, though we do apply. I mean, I'm just picking out the two cases here. One of them, when you pour from the ladle onto your droplets, it's negated to what the Matzakis says. And the two cases negated to how to apply the locha of a ladle over here. Now, just, they discuss, just trying just to be clear. Now, just know the Shabbos, I assume everyone knows the basics over here. There's something that, by liquid, you cannot heat up on Shabbos, also as Bishul, but lach shit is stunning, that means it was heated up already. Soup is heated up. Then you have droplets on the ladle over here. Lach and stamina is a mavucha. The Amor says, Lechatchilu b'choshesh l'chumro, have a medina la, place we want to say, ikra b'mekel. Therefore, they come along and say, when you have a ladle the first time, let's say you wash it off in the sink, they won't put it inside the soup over here. These droplets over here, you have a massive issue. They were never cooked. You put inside the klirishin, you're cooking it over here. The only tzad you make, which Allah had said, therefore, the Shvam say, a body of a wet ladle, you should dry it off. However, in a case where you took it out already, and the droplets on top of the ladle, and then when you put it back inside, we're discussing only the chum of lachshin and stani. Lachshin standing over there, with the material for the earth, numerous places can want to make it. Again, among this Shvam, what are you going to do practically? Shmir Shabbos Ma'aseh wants to be machmer. They'll say Nochin Lachmer. Chaim Kmiyaski Ma'aseh Moshe Mekadil Ma'aseh can be mekel. That's a shal and hoga. What you go do? Which is more common again? If it's wet, you should dry it off. When it's from the sink, when it's wet because the little droplets, that's no problem. Again, that's not really a sugya. I'm asking, just being practical over here. The sugya is practical. It's the other way around. When you have over here, at times your wife's soup is delicious. You finished it. You ask, can you have some more? Because that's Shalom Bayis, whether you want or not. And you ask, fine. So you have little drops inside. She goes to the boiling hot soup. She takes the dishes out into your bowl over here. Here the question is, you have a bayah inside the sugo of Bishul, as the era of a clearishin. Well, no, here the mice, let's be makel. They point out there really two cases. One when you ask for extras. One when they take out the bowl that your wife was in the sink, wash it off, it's all wet. Or she washed off you, and you have the liquid was what was never cooked. So when the liquid was never cooked, that's a shalom among the Shalom, what to go do. What's the sati you make all? They point out a bunch of reasons. You have the case over here of the Aruch. You have the case of the Chur of Matzekis. Maybe it's a case of Ira v'klisheni. Maybe there's no Issa of Ira in the Dovah Lach. There's also Machlik's Rajba in the Rambam over here. And the different Svaris you make all. The Maisa, the Hoga seems to be among the Svarim. Yesh v'yesh. Chur is better dried off. How in the Kimto?
Mine wasn't called Bishul, right?
Mime, no, that's not a case of Kalabishu. Right, that's clear. Mime is not a chumra of Kalabishu. That's clear in the Sugyo. That's clear Gemara. However, in a case where it's more common, when you ask for extras and the wife does not wash it off, the wedding was cooked, the before she mishtabura, the Lashama Serration, and Gimel says, my sense motor. They point out, why is he motor? I mishtabura says, what to go to it? Right, ki im bekaf. Don't pour it straight from the pot. Do it with a spoon. Why do it with a spoon for? I have a chum over here. They point out the something with Maril, with the case of the Aruch over here, with the case of Lachshin Stanin, with the case of doing Ira Dovalach, Maisa Mishmur, all this from Maisa Mekel, not to take it that far over here. Now, building upon that, anyone wants to know, when you leave the ladle inside in that case, which is common, when you ask for extras, what happened? You leave the ladle inside, you'll leave the counter and make it dirty. Now, if you ask for extras 10 minutes later, the ladle left inside for 10 minutes, now, can we still, the Mishmur is going to be Mekel or not? The Pashi, read the Mishmur over there, is not Machalt, whether they left in or not. And therefore, over here, Berkut says, since usually we leave it inside, it's Shleil Ish. The Maisi, we do have a Chaznish, we do have a place to sound like there's a Sati in Mekel over here. And therefore, plus we have a bunch of other Tzuvim. Even in this case, you say Machal Chaznish and say there's no Bayah over here, and take from this ladle and pour on top of the little drop that are inside your soup over here. Your bowl of soup. Yes, but how that's in Shin Yir Ches. In Rishon Gimel, he just left it and take it out with the calf. He left it as is. Now, no, I'm really saying over here, by etzem over here, we have four other reasons to make a besides my will. So come over, we said, let's be south of the real according to the chasmish. That's what I'm saying over here. Again, we have a reason, it's lachshon stamim, it's a chumro. We have a reason, we have segreis on nichlei, which is only the rabbanu. We have the idea that the iru is not mavash, machlech shushainim. We have the idea of iru, I don't have a lachshon, no isra here. Those four, this, shah, had to be the meril. That's why the oil did not seem to work.
You're really adding on the rule as extra.
I'm saying, that's the Mishabuah said, Kiyam Mekav. So I want to put it into what the Mishabuah says over here. The third sugi over here, that we come along and we have a Piska Chuvo here. And it brings down a Shiloh about the case we have a you want to smoke. Of course you don't do that. Fine. Can then my father can listen to this. We don't smoke. Fine. Shlebe fun of fathers know about there's a whole different sugya. Now, come along and discuss this. Can you take a shofar shot tabak, basically take a pipe and smoke from a ner chelev? You have a treif ner, you're drawing out from this candle, that's treif, and you want to smoke and draw the fire from the treif. That's very interesting. We're discussing an issur of smoking and drawing the fire from treif. Come on, Pesach Shuvah, and he wants a tiny should be also. It quotes, at least he quotes my Amokayim, he quotes the Bnei Chai. So I looked it up, I got the old prints. What exactly is this here? What's the baya? You're smoking tabak, you're not smoking the national chelev. She said it very simple. We have a lochot simikur feisiv kimel sugi of nitzok. And the sugi of nitzok by tumah v'tara is when you have cham atab of cham or a case of cham atab of tzoyni, there's no sugi of nitzok. Masha'enke, we have a case of tzoyni atab of cham. The lochot, you pour something cold atab of something hot. The lochot in machshirin is, in perikei, that all nitzuk is a chibo, connect one to the other, the level goes up, and therefore, when you pour cold on top of a hot, for example, let's say you have a hot pot over here with issi, and pour water inside, come on, Vavon Kofesiv, Gimel says, I'll ask the thing on top. We'll ask the thing on top. Why? Compare the sugi of Tumo to the sugi of issi v'heter. Then what's happening? The same thing over here. You have this hot flame, then this is the way you remember that cold on top of hot to talk over. Here's the same idea. You have a hot flame over here. You have over here a case of a pipe you want to smoke, pour out. So in essence, it's a chib over here. And since it's a chibur, you're basically smoking the chalev. Treif. You're smoking chalev. Come get into your mouth. That's what it sounds like, that the issue over here is. It's connecting, or more than that. Maybe it's connecting, and therefore the tam is going inside the tabak itself. Not after the first bomb. The bomb is the flame. The flame is, you went over to the flame, you're moving to it. That's the tall, and it's going into the tabak. That's the time. That's the issue. Again, even the who's moving over here?
Tabak is beyond the
flame. For again, so what's the sugya talk about? Who's moving to? If you go with the shach, well, at least one teretz goes. Whoever's moving, that's the eloi, the other one's tata. Right, you go. Everyone knows. You go over the candle, goes. Everyone sees the yontif, right? That's what you do. Fine. So, if that's so, that's his yisoy to ask you it. Now, once that's the yisoy to ask you it, we know already that more kufes of Gimel says not to look at chila. It's very hard to ask you it. So it's very strange that the Pesach Tshuva is saying can be usher. It can't be also. It can be dodul chatchilo. We pass them that to compare the sugi of tumah v'tara, the sugi of issur v'heter, is a why are we doing that for? One is the sugi of the gear, one is the sugi of the sinas tam. And therefore, chatchilo we don't do, but you have a mighty smoke. So, number one, the Maar Mokum itself cannot really answer it. Number two is that he himself points out that once we have the tzemach tzedek, the simen tzedach ches already, in the Pesach Tshuva it says the sugi of nois tam of kam won't be any issur. Here's the case of nois tam of kam. Chelo v'ilchur is trait, but mice is nois tam of kam. So Ma'etami ends off L'chur there as far as over here to be able not to worry about it. He says, but let's say a person over here, he himself holds its usher, someone else on Ma'etami holds its mutter. So the person goes over and he puffs over here. And therefore the issur goes inside this tabak, now the tabak is treif. The guy does not know about it. Can you give him something that's treif? That means the question in general, I'll do one ashkacha, you don't hold the ashkacha, you come to my house, can I give you the ashkacha? Let's say, for example, you don't eat badats, for whatever reason. Any badats, whether it's a good badats, bad badats, I don't know. You don't eat badats, and I eat this thing. Whatever it is, I eat it. Can I serve it to you? They come along the Pesach Tshuva, and yet first, let's be clear, there are two cases over here. It's the case over here where the person who holds something is usher, give me someone who holds his mutter. And the case where I hold his mutter, give me someone who holds usher. Two separate cases over here. It'll come out a lot, also two different things. The case over here, we'll get to that also. What comes out first over here No. But first, what comes out over here is that the Pesukim say, but the Pesukim we have come along, the Master Moshe says over here that the Loch is to give someone hold something is also the Mice is also. The Mice is also. And he says, of course, Master Moshe, everyone knows Master Moshe from the Sugi of Zayah. And he says, in the sign to Amor and Simon Kofi test, the Mice are Amor writes a black and white. The Amor says it, coming from two different Sugis, the Sugi in Chul and Kofi Dalf and Bey, the Sugi of Napa and Nap, which you get to the Raya, the Sugi in Yvomas Daf Yudalid, Beisel Beishamai, Sugi in Sugi Daf Yud. That's very clear. The Loch is to give and hold something to someone that's Osir. You're even the Issa Lif Naver. Now that's the Ramah. Whether he holds it, Medina is Osir. Whether it says a Chumro, still it's Osir. It says a Shach, even Medina's Midas Chasidus, you're even Issa Lif Naver. Says the Chashulchan, even the case of a person you think is making a Tois Medover, Tois in Halacha, in Tzak, still you're even Issa Lif Naver. That means, let's be very clear, he holds Osir. Whether Medina Chumro says Ramah, whether it's Midas Chasidus says a Shach. Whether he's making a mistake, you cannot serve at him. Black, white, among the Nesi Kalim. What's as far? Why is the Lifnei Iver? Very simple. Everyone knows Lifnei Iver. The three Chalokim to Lifnei Iver. The Pashto of the Pasuk, can't put a stumbling block in front of someone who's blind, that's what Pasuk says. The Isser of, that's Hezek basically. The idea of quoting them to an Avera. And the idea of Eitz Shein HaGenes. Those are three. Derisives. Eitz Shein HaGenes is not worse than that. I don't want to be served things in a treif. It's not worse against Eitz Shein HaGenes. It's a posture.
It's fine.
No, it's not. I hold this thing as true. I don't think it's true. I'm wrong. But I don't. This is my number. That's number one. Va'oi to the Aruch Hashulchan. You have to buy him. Even if it's head to Gomer, it says the Shach of Yevabayim, it says to give Neder. Is that worse than Shavit and Ashley Chedit and Yisroa? The Sugi of Neder, you know, everyone knows Shubat Taftes now. Shavit and Ashley Sugi of Neder. Even the Isra was the Ever on the very of Neder over here. So it's not worse in the case of Neder, it's not worse in the case of Eishun and Genet, given it's the Talos Neiver. So you're not allowed to serve.
Is it Kufi Test?
It's Kufi Test, right. From Osif Zayin.
I
don't have it, but that's what it should be.
It should be worse, it should be Marisai.
Where
it is. On Shabbos, it's something about Shabbos. You make a mistake,
somewhere, but that's what I'm saying.
If he Mamash thinks that it's Osif, maybe it should be Marisai for you to do it in front of him.
No. You, I hold the motor, I hold no problem over here. But to give it, therefore, again, I'm holding this mutter to give someone also you now it's the neighbor. Therefore says Ramah, if I hold something is mutter, you hold something is also, can you eat in my house? Are you allowed to eat in my house?
Yeah.
I'm machmir. Can you? I hold something is mutter. I hold, but that's the mutter. You hold also. I hold Rabbanus mutter. You hold also. I hold hetu mechira. It's a mitzvah to eat hetu mechira. I hold that. I hold also gomer. Right? It's not just hetu mechira. Right? That's the classic case. You go to somebody's house. He holds. Had to be here is a mitzvah. You always take care to you. Is he allowed to serve it to you? It's a mitzvah. Can you go serve it to you? Says Ramah, he's evil if naiver. Therefore, you're allowed to eat in his house.
Therefore,
you're allowed to. He's not serving to you.
Yeah, because he's totally.
You
can rely that he's not.
He's an Israel. Therefore, Ramah says you're allowed to eat any single. This is Ramah again. Step by step. First, what it says. Ramah says. Someone does not follow your anhogas nashkocha, which you cannot eat, whether it's a ned, it's a shtriyot, whether it's a chassid, whatever reason is, he cannot serve it to you, and therefore you can't eat in your house. He's 100% allowed to eat in your house. Now, let's say two things. Number one, let's say he does not know your shtriyot, that you don't eat this badat, because everyone eats it, then you have to tell him. It's not his responsibility. Number two is, not everyone knows Allah and Ramon, because he does in Zion. They point out practically, it's 100% true if he knows Allah in Yerodeo.
Who?
The Balabayas, or whoever they are, just don't know this halacha. That means people will learn Isra'ata, and they don't even get to Kuvya Tessa. What is that discussing over there? That's discussing about Ashkocha. You have to consult things in the with Ashkocha. Who learns those things? Shad. Fine, but if she here. No, that's also, that's not even. But there's a halacha there. Ramah says, you're allowed to eat in the house, if you, and let's add the stuff that, if they know the halacha would state in Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, can you eat in the house? No. Whose responsibility is it? You have to go tell them. If the Ashkocha is something that they know, don't know about, they do know, for example, go to your Mizrahi guy and he knows you don't eat that to Mechiron, he's only with Nefer if he's serving it to you. They think it's a mitzvah, they try to hide it sometimes because you have to go eat it. The Mice, they're even with Nefer, that's black and white, it's not a Shiloh. That's what the Master Moshe is saying over here, that's Pesach Chuv over here, and that's Yom over here. Now there's another case for Keret. You hold that you, it's Osir. Another guy holds something is Mutter. You machma for the Erev. You machma not the old soda bottles. What's the loch in that case? Can you give it to someone who holds something? It's mutter. Ask me to go open it. That's a separate sugar. That's a big mavuch among the Gilach Kohenim. That's not clear in Pesach. Again, what's clear is to give someone also, that's the left neighbor. Give a hold something is mutter, that is not clear, or Moshe wants to be makel. They really don't have to discuss this question over here, what the law is, the mafit, the beis yosef, the master, Moshe himself, the maestro is machmer. He writes in the Shuvah, the Pesach Shuvah, telling you to, he the maestro is machmer. Maestro, the Amhoga seems to be among numerous places, especially by cases of abundance to be makel. The way from Zam comes out, something to abundance can be makel. Even this cost, if you forgot to open up your sodabal, can you go give it to a neighbor to go open up your sodabal? The two questions, one mitzvah sugya ma'aseh Shabbos, one mitzvah sugya lift the ever. Mitzvah ma'aseh Shabbos, now what's the case of a chora milanochri, and therefore whatever you can ask a guy to open up, can open the creation by going, chora is not worse than that. Mitzvah sugya lift the ever. So there are two things, first of all. The place can be very clear. Let's go with just one mahalach harafak, says a little very simple, which makes the most sense, at least to me. Depends why the guy is opening up the sodabal for. If he's opening up for, because he learned the sugya and he holds the ma'aseh smutter, like look at the Piskei Tshuvas, he has 7 verse 7, build a chol ma'aseh mekel, nashik clients, it's the yez or whatever you want, and he followed his rav, he learned the sugya, he has a right to open it. To ask him to go open it, not the Piskei holds no issa of lifnei even by some old ayman mutter, which again, numerous Piskei can go with, no problem. You get ask him to go open it. No problem. My daughter actually went to a neighbor. We have a neighbor, the mamish, that's the rav, there's a mahalach over there. So she rang the doorbell and then asked him to open the sodabal. They thought it was very cute. not the chal shabbos. Fine. That ma'aseh should not do. Why? Because we don't ring doorbells on shabbos.
Maybe that's the place you can think
of. No one holds the doorbell. However, numerous times people open the sodabals, there was like the in likes calling, or the way, or a fox said, they're called kalei das. They take on the coolers. They don't know the sugyas, they don't have the rav. They take on, even though the Shlomo Zalman is Mekel. So, I Mekel on today's sodabals, not even that simply Mekel on today's sodabals. Rav Ozan wants to argue with the Shulchan Shlomo, Rav Ozan says, no, she thinks still there, I saw Shulchan Shlomo says, mutter. But they know that those who are Mekel. Those Kalei Das, who are to open it, the Kalei Psak for them, some Dereis Lechum, they cannot open it. To ask them to go open, who you have a Baya. Belachor is an Issa, lift the even for them, it's also. And you cannot ask them. I mean, you have a person who knows, as Rav, actually this Shabbos, the Kala came over, and she actually came to Shabbos because she opened things, fine, for another 2 months until she gets married. Say it. But otherwise...
Then your son can open things?
Well, it goes the other way. She goes to him. It goes the other way.
There's rules from both sides, no?
No. So her father didn't know Rosh Kabur. Finally, Itam Chol. I mean, they read the Paschal. I have no problem with that. That's where Rafal goes. But you get there are numerous people, especially by Kedushim, you ask who opens the sodabals. Usually people say, I do. Just they're Kalei Das. That's who they are. They're not always with our cloud. But can you do a dying fish himself when not opening up the sodabals? You say, no, he wasn't Kalei Das. He wrote Tshuva about it. But those people, to ask them, that is not the sugya. Them, it's also them to open. That's the Kol Epsav, so do I Selah Chumro. And for them to ask them, Lechor is also.
What if they hold a rope?
They don't know themselves. Fine. And mice, as far as I know, so some people in his house mice open plastic. Everyone knows him. This is Kaplan, right? He does open. His wife does. His wife, yeah. Rav, is her father, and his Rav obviously is not that way. So he goes to his house. You know, fine. He lets his wife open it because his wife's Rav. You slow down. That exactly works.
Mice says Shem Zalman was wrong.
Shem Zalman told the story. Yeah,
he didn't. And he said you should be mad.
Fine.
His kids.
I don't know.
Okay.
Shem Zalman
said that. Told him.
Kenzai. But again, we're coming out in the gate to our Piskei Shuvah, it's very clear. Again, he said Master Moshe, but the Etsubi has been designed to Ramoth, Black Way Ramoth. Something is awesome. Again, where the Medina, Minna Chumra, Minna Kutai, you cannot give them, if not, you're even it's Lift Neighbor. Fine. Achlochel, Benjamin, we're doing Chazara. By the way, it started. Achlochel.